Not yet. Okay, now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Katy Perry.
Woo! Morning.
It's Katy Perry. It's Katy Perry.
Hello, Chris Mills.
Yeah, shut up. Hey, Katy Perry.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Don't worry, I've already been warned by your whole staff, by all of Radio 1.
I am so misunderstood.
No, really. Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm so misunderstood.
Did you read my Twitter?
Yeah, I just replied.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why don't you read it over the airwaves for everybody?
I haven't got my reading glasses.
Oh, well, I'm sure that I could read it for them.
Well, yeah, but we've got so many other things to talk about.
Hi, everybody. I'm an LDN hanging out with this really pervy DJ named Chris Mills. Anybody know who that is?
Yeah, that's nice. Thanks.
What do you reply with?
How rude.
Oh, naturally, I'm sure.
I was looking at your on Twitter, you never know if it's the person that it's meant to be.
I think I do. I mean, you can kind of figure it out if someone's like promoting themselves a lot and
right.
they talk about, hey, look at so and so's pictures, and it's actually them without saying me.
Get
tickets for this person's concert, and it's them.
I see that you're only following 18 people. Would you like to make it 19?
Oh, I think
no, thank you.
Right? Okay, fine.
No, I'd like that. That'd be nice. You seem like a funny guy, kinda.
I am funny. There's no kinda about it. Hang on, let me play a jingle.
Then we'll talk.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Today with Katy Perry.
Hi.
We just touched.
I know, I saw it.
We shook hands.
It's still contact, right?
I cannot believe that. There's so many 15, 14-year-old girls out there that are mortified listening to this radio program already.
What do you mean by that? Mortified by what?
We touched. We shook hands.
We touched hands.
Touched hands.
Hey, later, if the interview goes well, we'll be doing tongues. You never know. Don't look so shocked. Anyway, I'll get in with the flirting later on. First of all, tell me the history behind that beautiful jacket.
Oh, my jacket. Well, I was at Top Shop yesterday, and I spotted it, and I love color, and I decided I needed to take it home, so I'm wearing it today for you. It's new. I feel happy to be wearing some Top Shop.
We thought you were joking about Top Shop.
No, I'm not joking. It's not $1 million. I love Top Shop. We don't really have it in the United States, so there's one in New York, but it's really not, good as London's Top Shop. Hmm.
Where do you live?
I live in Los Angeles.
No Top Shop in LA?
No, but I really haven't been home for a while, so
right.
I've been traveling.
Fun?
A lot of work. I mean, of course it's fun. You get to see, you know, all different places around the world, but I think it's probably more work than people realize.
Yeah.
You know, when I probably sing 4 to 5 nights out of the week and travel about the same on airlines. Mm. Like the other day I was in, last week I was in Tokyo, and then I came to London, and then I went to Moscow, and then I came back to London, all in a matter of a week.
Less than a week. What's Moscow like?
It's not like the books, like, you know how everybody thinks it's barren and cold and
bleak.
And bleak. It's not at all. It's actually really lush and green, I thought. And I think it's one of those up and coming. Hi, Lewis Carroll. How are you? He just waved at me through the window.
You're getting excited by Lewis Hamilton waving?
No.
Christ, I'll wave.
More excited about you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
You never met Lewis before?
No.
He's a nice guy.
I think he's dating someone.
Yeah,
he is.
Pussycat Dolls Lady.
I heard about that.
But maybe it's because he's just never met you.
Oh, yeah, true.
Bring him in.
No, don't bring him in. I already have Chris here. I don't need another guy that's flirting with me.
He'll be the counterbalance to me.
Oh, he's coming in. Oh, I haven't hand sanitized in a while. I don't need it.
Lewis, Katy Lewis.
Lovely to meet you.
How are you? Very good.
Good.
I'm a big fan of yours.
I'm a big fan of yours.
So cool. I'm going to come in and say hi. So
okay,
this is a nice moment.
Have a good day, right?
Bye.
Bye, Lewis.
We're going to talk about you when you leave.
Lewis, I hate you.
You've got no chance now.
That's how you do it, Chris.
Yeah, I hate him. Get out of my building, Hamilton. Yeah, whatever. Hey, he brought me money when he came in.
I brought you a flowery jacket.
Then that's yours.
And my California sunshine.
It's not my style. It's not my size.
What about California sunshine?
Where is it? There ain't no
sunshine. I know. I was wondering the same thing. I was here last week, and it was so lovely. Yeah. I even Twittered about how gorgeous the weather was, and everybody that wasn't in London was like, "You're a liar and a fraud." And I'm like, "No, it's
it
really
true."
You're right. It was
and
beautiful.
And now it's not.
Mm. How was the gig last night?
It was great. Yeah. I played Shepherd's Bush. I play Shepherd's Bush tonight as well. And I got a whole new set. It looks like it's been a snapshot taken from John Waters' Pink Flamingo.
Nice.
I have larger-than-life Pink Flamingos on stage, and I blow up my kitty at the end of the show.
Wow, there's a thought.
Yeah,
wow.
I knew that as the moment that was coming out of my mouth, you were going to say
it
something.
It sounds intriguing.
That.
I tell you what, I can't believe I've missed that.
It's
so
my
far.
Kitten.
Sure.
My cat.
It's beautiful.
It's going very well. I'm very happy to be here at all times. I love London. Dear twat.
Did you say, like, blow her up?
Like, yeah, what? Like, we blow her up because...
Isn't that cruelty to animals?
It's not a real cat, you moron!
It's a blow-up, like a huge air blow-up cat.
An inflator cat.
This is so awful. Let's not talk about my cat anymore.
You started it.
My kitten.
I think I'm being very, very, very calm.
Yeah, so far. Wait till the second part of the interview.
I'm sweating underneath my armpits.
Oh, see, now you go and ruin the whole illusion.
Are you guys playing Waking Up in Vegas yet?
Yeah.
You're not very excited about
what,
it.
What, this one?
That's cool.
That one,
yes.
Yeah, we've got it all.
Have you ever been to Vegas or you don't remember?
I've been to Vegas.
You don't remember?
Yeah, of course I remember.
How many? Do you have any good stories for me about Vegas?
I took all the team to the Star Trek ride when we worked in Vegas.
That's boring.
You know what? I paid. It's not cheap.
Oh, that's true.
I treated them all to the experience of being on the bridge at the end of the
Do you have any compromising pictures from your week in Vegas?
No, not really.
We were only there a couple of days, weren't we?
You're such a saint.
I won $500,000.
No, you didn't.
No, I know, but now I feel I should give you something.
Oh, gosh, that's true.
Do you have any Vegas stories?
I have a couple. I've been maybe 5 or 6 times. I mean, maybe a few more than that. My grandma actually lives there.
Oh, really?
On the outskirts. She's lived there for 35 years, so.
Isn't that weird, though?
No, because she lives, like, super on the outskirts, and she doesn't have one of those, like, operated cards that she puts into the slots and is breathing through an oxygen tank gambling away my...
I love those people.
Inheritance, hopefully. But when I was 21, I got fake married in Vegas, if that's a story.
Did you?
I did get fake married.
Why?
Because we wanted to freak out our parents. You know, it was my first boyfriend, and you know the problem with
your
kids.
First boyfriend at 21?
No, like my first real boyfriend, like in
the guy,
love.
Yeah, the
this
guy
was my second official boyfriend, and we were really in love, and so we decided we would go to have a fun trip in Vegas, and while we were there, we went to the charity shop. We picked up some, you know, charity dress, a dress and a little tux, and we went and took wedding photos and got fake married. We got the fake certificate and everything, and these photos are so classic because we look so devastated, like we just did something totally wrong.
Did it feel real or did it feel fake?
Well, we knew it was fake, so
I know, but you know.
Even the cake was fake.
It wasn't a real cake.
No, no icing, nothing. It was cardboard. It was,
hey, here's the thing. You and I could get fake married in London.
I've kind of been there, done that. Mm. So.
Whoa.
Thanks anyway.
Thanks anyway.
You won't even fake marry me?
Well, I just think that it's an old trick now.
Okay.
But we could fake do something. We could...
I have a list. Don't you worry.
Oh, no!
I have a whole list of fake things we can do together.
I'm sure I'll be faking the whole time.
Hey! That's what I like from Katie. I'm
Those
here all
are
week.
Jokes.
Oh, dear. It's like a whirlwind. It's like hanging out with a pretty whirlwind.
Oh, please. You have to see the video if you haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
Well, you have to.
All right, well, I will. I just haven't seen it yet.
Okay. You know, I know you don't have a whole lot of time on your hands.
I'm very busy.
Busy faking a lot of stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
You got loads of time on your hands.
Listen, between this worldwide radio show... You know, training, Xbox, and Twitter. I have
What are you training for?
To be buff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Naturally.
He's nearly there.
Yep. Nearly there.
It's almost
just,
in my grasp.
Just on the cusp of...
Yes. Fingertips.
Buff summit.
You won't believe this, Katie, but I used to be overweight.
Really?
I was never the hot stud that I am now. I wasn't like that before. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see you're massively impressed.
You're going to get there, though.
Yes, you are. Everybody can get there.
Mm.
That sounds really patronising, but you will.
It does sound extremely patronising.
No, but you will, because... I know you take the mickey, but you will.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up. Katie's right. Shut up, Rachel.
I'm being nice.
You know, before my show last night, the night before my show, blah, 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 blah. The night before my show, I went and saw Beyonce. Did you see that show?
No.
It was amazing.
Okay. I saw you wrote things about it on Twitter.
Yeah, literally. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. And why I'm bringing it up is because literally, I've seen so many of those pop diva shows, and she was probably the best show from a pop diva I've ever seen.
Were you a fan before?
Not, I mean, I was, of course, because her writing is, you know, pretty amazing, and she always brings it, but, like, for 2 hours and practically 30 songs later, which she was actually singing most of them, and dancing at the same time, and shaking that ass, and shaking that full head of hair. I mean, crazy. I was so impressed.
I think 30 songs would be too much for me.
No, because she flies in the sky and stuff.
Yeah, but after 12, I think I'd have at least to nip out for a cigarette or something and, you know, get a burger.
But at least she's singing, unlike the Britney tour.
Yeah, I didn't see that, which I still wanted to see.
No, that's out of order, mate. Hang on, you need to take it back.
Oh, sorry, she sings one song if she has time.
Oh, I'm sorry, she sings one song.
Yeah, you can't diss Britney for that. She does go to the trouble of singing.
But you know what? Everybody kind of gives them that free card of like, oh, but they dance, so they really can't sing. After seeing Beyonce, I'm like, listen... If you can't do both...
Don't do it at all.
Sorry.
Yeah, but to be fair, though, with Britney, she has trouble kind of just existing. So, you know, don't make her do two things.
Yeah, she's come a long way.
Yeah.
She has come a long way.
Have you met Britney?
I have never met her, but she seems like a very sweet girl.
Have you met Beyonce?
I haven't either. No.
You've met nobody. You're a rubbish famous person.
Yeah, I'm a rubbish famous person.
You really are. On Twitter, she was talking the other day. She got excited because she met Calvin Harris.
Well, I love Calvin Harris.
Rachel's more famous than Calvin Harris.
Well, there might be.
Not really.
Well, no.
Almost.
No, I really can't. I really want to work with him on my next record, and so I hadn't met him, but I talked up a storm about him.
Right.
And so it was like my first actual meeting of, you know, first actual chance.
And did you say that you wanted to work with him?
Yeah, of course.
And he said?
I told him I was obsessed with him, stalker fan. He hasn't contacted me back.
He will.
Yeah,
he will. So. Give it time. He's very busy.
Busy.
Sure.
Mm.
All right, look.
He twitters.
Yeah, I know. I read your Twitter about his Twitter.
You're absolutely bored with me, I can tell.
I'm not bored with
you. Yes, it's true.
Oh, man.
We're fighting. We're divorcing.
So I really do. I feel as though I've been living with you for 4 years.
I know.
You can have a fake divorce.
Yeah, fake divorce.
First, we've got to get a fake marriage.
it hurts me.
We could fake live together.
Yeah.
What I'll do is I'll just take a few pictures of you and just put them on my fridge.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
And then when people come round, I'll just say, oh, she's out at the moment. She's working at the moment.
Yeah, she went to the market.
Yeah. And then every so often kind of leave a voicemail message. Go,
okay.
Hi, honey, I'll be home later. Do we have milk? And that kind of thing. And then we'll be fake living together.
Fake living.
I'm not going to stop talking because even I know I'm starting to freak myself out a little bit. Oh, we're in Vegas. How much have we won?
$500,000.
I love it. You gotta help me. I like that song, and I like the lady too. It's Katy Perry.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. That's my American accent again for you there.
Thank you.
I'm
so glad that you sound like a normal person on the radio, and you don't puke. Do you know what that is?
Well, duh. That?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me do it properly.
Okay. In the States, they do it all the time.
The fake voice.
Yeah. The fake voice.
They do it here as well.
Do it.
This is Katy Perry waking up in Vegas, 9:02 in the a.m. Good morning, everybody. Like that?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Do you want to have a go?
Huh?
Do you want to have a go?
Good morning, everybody. It's 9:02 and it's Katy Perry. Suck it.
Oh. What an invitation.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the song, Waking Up in Vegas.
It's been a long run.
It's released this week.
It released this week. That's the fourth single off of the record. Energizer Bunny. Keep going until you fall down and then get back up.
You're doing well. You're doing all right.
Mm. Thanks.
I saw you at the Glamour Awards last week.
Ooh. You were there, huh?
Yeah.
Yes, that was fun.
I was on stage. I gave out an award.
So either
you were talking.
To whom?
Or you were late.
No, to whom did you give the award to?
I gave the first award of the evening out to Fern Cotton for the best DJ.
I kind of remember that speech.
I was in a brown suit.
It wasn't as good as Jack Black. And,
well,
you know. It's pretty good. But I
didn't have much time to work on
true.
It.
True. Yeah.
I got some laughs.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I got to meet Kylie Minogue.
She's nice. Isn't
she's very nice. Yeah. She's not fake at all, actually.
No, she's really nice.
Very nice. I got to sit by Ed Westwick. You know who that is?
No.
Pretty popular in the United States. He's on the show called Gossip Girls.
Right.
Yes.
I really didn't meet anybody. I saw a few
you
people
there. You didn't
care. No, do you know what? I saw a few people there that I know. Like,
you saw Anthony Costa from Blue?
So, yeah, Dizzy Rascal was there.
I love Dizzy.
Yeah.
He's really so funny.
And then there was a weird-looking fellow running around, and I'm like, who the hell? Because, you know, like, at these fashion-y type things.
Sometimes there's a little, there's a couple of straggler strangers.
Well, there's always a couple of odd-looking people, yeah. And I'm like, who's that odd-looking person? And Sophie goes, oh, I'd love to meet him. And I'm like, are you serious? And she goes, yeah. I'm like, who is he? She goes, I'm embarrassed to even say that I know it's Kate Moss's hairdresser.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
She's a hairdresser.
Well, hang on, you knew that it was...
No, I didn't know.
Oh, right.
Knew.
Oh.
And I was telling the story again to some friends of ours the other day, and our friend Abby Turner went, oh, my God, you mean so-and-so, so-and-so? And I'm like, am I the only person on the planet who doesn't know who Kate Moss's hairdresser is?
Welcome to the world of being a woman.
Really?
Yeah, you guys will just never understand us. Some things are really important to us that obviously aren't important to you.
If I meet your hairdresser, should I get excited?
Yes.
Okay, is he here?
No,
he
he's at the hotel.
Okay, well, I'll go and meet him later.
Right. He gave me a fringe cut right before I came.
I can see.
You can tell.
It's nice. Yeah.
Do you like it?
It looks like a little bit like put a bowl over my head.
No, let's have a look.
I like it kind of.
No, it's not. It's not so straight. It's
all
good.
All right, thank you.
You suit a fringe.
Thank you.
Pleasure. What a ridiculous interview this is.
This is kind of ridiculous.
So when you, so you're here, so you do London again tonight, and then I think you're going to Brighton.
I am going to Brighton. And I'll be back for V Festivals.
That's a good festival.
I'm very excited. I'm trying to figure out what wellies are, though. Everybody said, bring your wellies. And I'm like, what does that
rubber
mean?
Boots.
Is that some kind of STD or?
Wellington boots.
I don't know what that is.
Do you not have wellies in the States?
Wellies?
Yeah.
Yeah, rubber boots, which go up to about here.
Oh, rain boots.
Yes.
Yes. So I sound like an idiot. I sound like one of those foreigner idiots over the airwaves saying, what's wellies?
If you
what's chips?
If you go to a farm and it's muddy, you would put these on your feet.
I'm going to bring my wellies.
Mm.
And they go up kind of fairly high so you don't get, you know.
Okay, right. Good. Yes, I'm very, very much so looking forward to it.
Anything else you want to know word-wise?
About the festivals?
No, about words.
About the language. About,
oh, you know. Well, no, I pretty much got it down.
Chips you've got.
Yeah, that's so easy.
Yeah.
The tube.
The tube is good. That's easy.
Yeah, that's with a T, though, not a C-H.
No.
I've realised that.
The tube.
The tube.
The tube. Not
yeah.
Not the tube.
Whatever.
And by the way, it's aluminium.
Huh?
It's aluminium.
What's that?
You know, you say aluminum, but you spell it wrong.
Oh, it's not.
It's aluminium because you...
It's aluminum.
No, because
aluminium.
You miss out a crucial I.
Aluminium? Yep. That sounds like the weirdest word ever.
That's the aluminium. Proper word.
Look, that's how it's spelled, aluminium. You spell it wrong and say aluminum.
Listen, just because
by the way,
sometimes
it's jelly.
The way that things are spelt isn't... Usually there's, you know, silent words sometimes.
Ah, but it was
jelly,
our language
by
first.
The way. It's jelly.
Jelly? Jam?
It's not Jell-O, it's jelly.
Oh, Jell-O? You call Jell-O jelly?
You know what? I don't know if Jell-O is jelly.
That's
yeah, no, Jell-O is jelly. Yeah,
this is a preposterous conversation.
And here's another one. It's not faucet, it's tap.
It's faucet.
It's tap. You have a hot tap and a cold tap. It's a tap.
A tap,
faucet is ridiculous.
A tap is like a touch. Don't tap me.
No, tap is where you get water out of. And by the way, it's
listen,
not a
trunk.
Listen,
this is why we have never gotten...
It's a boot.
A what?
It's a boot. It's not a trunk. You don't put it in the trunk of your car. You put it in the boot.
Well, if that's a shoe.
No.
No, you put your luggage in a boot.
But a trunk is also a case. So you put your case in a case.
Is that why English people hate Americans?
They don't hate them. They just find them
because
frustrating.
Because we don't know the difference between trunks and boots.
You know what it is, Katie?
No, you like us more lately.
My little gorgeous new American Twitter friend is the fact that we both speak the same language. It's just that we speak it correctly.
Mm.
That's all it is.
Oh, just...
I love you.
I'm going to put your body in the boot of my car at the end of this interview. How does that sound?
Do you know what? Weirdly,
yeah.
Slightly erotic.
Mm. Ew, disgusting.
I'll just be travelling around in the car. She'll be back in America about that.
I'm still in here.
No.
Please, let me out.
It's fine. I'll just take all the bread that we've been sent and I'll have something to eat.
Oh, all that bread, because it's National Bread Week?
Something like that.
We've been sent a lot of bread to the studio every day this
week. We've got croissants and...
That's another thing you say
croissants.
Wrong.
Croissants.
Oh, my
Not
God.
Croissants. What's a croissant?
This is ridiculous.
Croissant.
Croissant.
What are we, in Paris now?
Croissant.
Yeah.
Croissant.
Croissant.
It's croissants.
Right, take a breather. We need to do something. Dave, Faith No More yesterday.
Faith No More have reformed and are headlining Download at Friday in Donington Park. Donington Park is also the British Grand Prix, which means that today's first guest, Lewis Hamilton, will be going there next year in 2010, which is also World Cup year, where the finals will be held in South Africa. South Africa is a large producer of wine, and like Australia, New Zealand, South America is known as being the New World. New rhymes with pew, which is the name of the bench type things you sit on in church. Church, first name Charlotte, is now a mum of two with a long-term fellow, Wales rugby star Gavin Henson, who plays for Ospreys.
Who, Gavin Henson?
Ospreys are named after Ospreys, which is a type of seahawk bird of prey. Prey of a different type is the title of a large early hit for Take That, which means it's more than likely to feature in the setlist for the current circus tour. If you swap the first letter of tour for a P, you get poor, which is what you do with drinks. If drinks contain no alcohol, they're referred to as being soft. Soft Cell were a band whose big hit was called Tainted Love, and Tainted Love was then covered in the year 2002 by Marilyn Manson, which links it to Marilyn Manson and Tainted Love, this morning's tedious link track to promote Download, which happens this weekend. Full coverage on Radio 1 from 4 with Daniel P. Carter
and Mike Davis. So good. That's right, forget the name of the guy who's only worked here for 10 years.
Oh, I just went blank. I'm sorry, Mike.
Right, more Katie after Marilyn. Every last second of the Marilyn Manson and Tainted Love on Radio 1. We're here, we're fine.
Hi.
Oh, we were just having a lovely conversation off
chatting
there.
Chatting about hotels and things. Not in that way, but in a nice
way. Oh, gosh,
way.
You always That's have fun. To take it there.
Sorry, you were the one who invited me to your hotel.
I did never!
Yeah. Seriously, as soon as the show finishes, I'm outside the standard. I'm outside your hotel.
Oh, don't say where she's staying.
Sorry. And then that'll be it.
Dave, it's Katy Perry. That tedious link was fabulous.
There you go.
That's you.
That was me,
talking
yeah.
Talking to me on tape.
Dave, it's Katy Perry. Can you turn my voice into the Let the Beat Rock?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Let me just press a few buttons.
Here we go. What's up, everybody? It's Katy Perry.
Do you know what the weird thing is?
This is a nightmare.
I haven't actually switched the effect on yet.
Hang on a second. What are you talking about?
Everybody loves the voice effect change.
I love it so much. I'm so happy to meet you, Chris Mills.
Moyles. All right, Katy Perry.
Yes.
Katy sounds like Rachel when she has the effects on.
Katy Perry.
That's really rude.
Do you know what? Actually, Rachel and Katy are that
Take
effect on.
This off.
Now, hang on a second.
Take it off.
Rachel?
I'm not a devil. Oh, are you going to do it to me too?
See, now you sound like sisters.
Hi, Katy. Have you ever seen The Shining?
Yes,
we're the twin sisters in The Shining.
That's right. Hang on, let's go.
This is deeply disturbing.
That's better.
And now?
Yeah?
We're following the yellow brick road.
That's right.
Yay! We follow the yellow brick road because.
Yes, we're off to see the Wizard of Oz.
That's it. And then you take it
Still
off and
weird.
Feel really silly.
Anybody that's on drugs listening to the radio program right now...
Shouldn't be, because it's bad.
That's an unfortunate feeling we just gave you.
Because drugs are bad.
Drugs are bad. Especially listening to those voice effects.
Drugs are for mugs.
Yep. And it's Radio 1's Drugs Week all this week on
That's
Radio
right.
1.
It is?
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
Drugs awareness. You have to be aware. Yeah.
I can't believe they let you guys drink on the street here. Still.
Some places.
I heard you guys used to be able to drink on the tube. Was it like a party on the tube?
On the last night, before they banned it.
How do you know? You don't go on the tube.
I read it in the newspapers or somebody told me.
Oh, do you have one of those private cars? Are you famous?
What?
Private cars? Are you like the Ryan Seacrest of London?
No! Sorry! No!
I'm
a personality! I'm a human being! Don't compare me to Ryan Sea Lion!
Oh my goodness, I think I struck a nerve here.
Ryan Sea Lion!
I guess I said something that meant something somewhere.
I don't know. Do you know what? A lot of people... I'm kind of like the British equivalent of George Clooney. Are you aware of him?
Yeah.
That's all you need to know.
But he's not a radio personality.
No, but
you guys are very different looking.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, do you think all of the people that are listening on the radio know what you look like?
Well, most of them.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah, you're very different. I think everybody would agree.
How would you describe me, Katie?
I would describe you as very handsome. And, yeah, you're spitting image of George Clooney.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Brother.
Right, so... Is it true that you changed your name to Perry because of Kate Hudson?
Are you looking up random facts because this conversation has gotten very dull?
No, I can go random for the whole interview. I'm quite
happy. No, yes, I had to change it because, you know, Kate Hudson is an actress.
Have you met her?
Yeah, I met her.
Did you talk about it?
We did, actually.
Did you blame it on her?
No, because she was born first, so she kind of... And she made it, you know, before me.
Right.
And I just didn't want that to be, like... Everybody's question of like, so you must be related. You must be Kate Hudson's sister.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, you idiot. Why would our parents name us both Kate Hudson? So I changed it to my mother's maiden name, which was easy.
Okay. Let me ask you this question. I want to go back to Twitter, right? So on Twitter, you do your own tweeting.
I do my own tweeting.
You are only following 18 people.
I am.
One of which is, I want to know, out of all the people you're following, who you know.
Who I know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I pretty much know everyone.
So you're following Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Do you know Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
Do you get on well with her?
Yeah.
You are following Jojo Wright?
Yes, he's a radio personality in the United States. I know him.
All right. You're following Miley Cyrus?
Yes. I know her. I actually have a lock of her hair.
You're so special.
Yeah.
How do you have a lock of her hair?
Well, I was backstage at the Grammys, and you know those purses that all those ladies wear to those big functions that are super small, and obviously you can't put anything in them, so why do you wear them?
Sure.
Well, I took mine, and I decided both Taylor Swift and Miley Cyrus were in the same dressing room, and I asked them each for a lock of their hair that I could put in my purse so it could creep everybody out when they ask what's in your purse.
Nice, I like that.
And so, yeah, kind of weird, creepy.
So when you're doing the red carpet and they go, what's in your purse?
Yeah, you have like a stick of lipstick or
Miley
something.
Miley Cyrus's hair.
Yeah. You have to put like that voice effect back on and that'd be way creepier.
Okay.
Miley's.
Oh,
the deep one.
Miley Cyrus's hair.
And that's weird.
A lock of her.
Oh, sorry. No,
now
I'm taking
it pushing
out.
It. Yeah. No, now that's the real devil in me.
Sarah Silverman.
I don't know her, but I adore her.
I love her.
She's so rude.
I love her.
Perfect.
She's good. Mika?
I know him, yeah.
He's a nice guy.
He is a very nice chap.
And makes great pop records.
He does. I'm excited for his new one. He's been working on it, and it's supposed to come out this year, I think.
So you're only following 18 people. You should just round it up to 20. It'd be so
oh,
easier.
You! You want me to follow
well,
you?
No, I'm not.
No,
saying,
yeah, okay,
I'm just,
cool.
I know. I'm just saying.
Sounding desperate.
I'm not sounding desperate.
I sounded desperate
in the first half of the interview. Now I've just given up.
Don't be so defensive. Do a lot of English people Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's make a deal then.
Okay.
If I get by the end of this day.
No.
Yeah.
I ain't selling myself.
No. You're selling yourself.
No. I don't need to barter. This is one price. We ain't. This is it.
Okay. Cool. Then I'll just keep it at 18.
Fine. Miley will follow.
Rachel, do you have a Twitter?
I do. Would you like to follow me?
I would love to.
I'm producer Rach.
Okay.
Whoa.
Because loads of people take Rachel Jones. I'm following you.
Okay.
I
cool.
Did it this morning.
Awesome.
Oh.
Excellent. Thank you.
Do you
Dave,
do you have Twitter?
Do you know what? I don't, but I might just set one up now.
All right. That'd be my 20 of top off.
Oh, perfect.
Perfect.
Mm.
Okay. Do you want to follow Alad as well? So it's Alad.
Yeah, no, 21. Why not?
Mm. Right.
21's a really good number. It's like Vegas, blackjack, 21. Mm.
AHJ, three initials. AHJ.
Okay. But not me.
Well, no. You didn't want to. You didn't want to make the deal.
You said it was fixed price.
Yep.
Right, they didn't have to make a deal. What's going on?
Well, that's just because they're nice people. They're not perving me.
Fine. Whatever. That was
are people? Do you think anybody's still listening?
Yeah, I think about 9 million people, Katie.
Really? 9 million?
Yep.
Well, if I wanted to say one thing to 9 million people.
No, please don't.
Careful. I would say.
No, I won't let you say anything. You're bad. You're bad for saying anything. You, I reckon you could be dangerous.
If you let me. Yeah. But I heard there's young children's listening, so.
That's right.
Hello, young children's. It's Katy Perry here to corrupt your early morning.
You would as well. Of that, I have absolutely no doubt. Right, let's play some songs and then we'll get back. I should ask you some questions.
Something interesting.
Like an interview.
Yeah.
Do you want me to come up with some proper interview
questions?
Why don't
you ask people on Twitter?
To come up with questions?
Yeah, to come up with whatever they want to hear.
Because they'll be really
or
dumb
they
questions.
Text in.
Or you could text in, or it would be rubbish, or random, or what?
All right, okay.
Dirty, nasty?
Well, all of the above.
Mm. Okay, I'm up for it. Let's do it.
All right, 81199 on the text, or if you want to tweet, or if you want to phone, then it's all good. And I will write some interview questions for you.
Wow,
what do you
homework.
Want? Do you want me to come up with questions that you get asked all the time?
I'm sure everybody would love to hear those.
Oh, do you want me to come up with questions that I guarantee you've never been asked before in your life?
Guarantee, never been asked before in my life.
I have to come up with 5 questions.
Yeah, and let the listeners help.
Okay.
Never before questions ever been asked in my life.
Absolutely.
Random from, maybe you've never even asked this question to anybody else.
Okay. I might do some ones that you've never been asked as well.
Okay, let's do it.
5 of mine as
let's
well.
Let's put it in a pot. Okay. No, not 10.
Why?
Only agreed to 5. Just put one of yours in there, Dave.
Just shut up and answer our ridiculous questions.
Let's play a song.
Have you ever stolen a zebra?
Yes.
There you go.
What's
good.
Zebra?
I don't know.
A zebra.
You pronounced that wrong as well.
It's a zebra, people.
It's a zebra.
For crying out loud, and it's in a trunk.
No, don't put the zebra in the trunk.
Wearing rain boots.
Wellington.
The zebra's in Wellington's in the boot of the car.
Stop putting zebras in the boot of a car.
And
they'll
it's
die.
It's wrapped in aluminum foil.
It's aluminium. Rachel.
Coming up today on Radio 1, at 10, Joe Wiley has All American Rejects in the live lounge. Edith's on at 1, Scott's at 4, Hugh Stevens is in for Zane at 7 with a session from Florence and the Machine.
Yes.
He continues with the best introducing at 9, and then at 10, it's Nick Grimshaw with Jack Pignatte.
Oh.
And also, he'll be talking to Aled about the time he spent in a prison cell.
Sure.
Go to Radio
Jack
1.
Jack Pignatte?
Aled.
Right.
He
thank
went
you,
to a police
thank
cell.
You.
Thank you.
Paloma Faith, Stone Cold Sober. What do you think?
I think I'm nervous. I'm scared. I don't know what these questions are going to be.
About the record.
The record. I love it.
Yeah.
She knew.
Yeah. Mm.
Brilliant. She's really good. Mm. I like that Stone Cold Sober.
Right, we have some questions for Katy Perry.
Oh, God.
I've got some questions for you, Katy.
But you are a great
karaoke-er. They are unusual questions, not ordinary.
Pretty good.
Thanks. Right, Dave and I have written some, and we have some from our listeners. So,
all right, let's do it.
Mm.
Okay, so you can choose me, Dave, or listeners.
Things you've never been asked before.
Well, I'm frightened, so I'm going to go with Dave.
Okay.
Okay, question number one.
Okay.
What's your favorite dog and why?
My favorite dog and why? Mm. Well, really, there's 2 answers to that question. I like those Pomeranian things because they're small. But I really like poodles because you can cut them into all kinds of weird shapes.
There you go.
No, actually, I don't. I like Wheaton Terriers.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
That's boring question.
Question from our audience.
Oh, good. Give it to me.
What's your 4th favourite American state? And that's from Sam in Bristol.
My 4th?
Yes.
Well, I guess...
never been asked that before.
I guess... New York would be 1. California would be 2. I would have to say... maybe Florida.
Florida.
Mm, I like
Florida. I like the weather.
Interesting answer.
Thank yeah. You. Chicago was my 3rd, if you're wondering.
Here is my...
that's a city.
Well, yeah, Illinois.
Illinois.
You
right.
Get me.
Mm. Here is my question.
were trying to catch me off guard, weren't you?
Yeah. I succeeded.
Uh-huh.
Okay. My question to Katy Perry. Can I have some of your hair?
Yes.
Okay, brilliant. I'll just write that down.
Give you... you want a lock of my hair?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Why not? We can twit pick that later. How about that?
Cool. I've got to show you how to do that before you
All
leave.
Right, cool.
Okay. Here's another colour. A question from Jack, Jack, who's in traffic. What colour is your toothbrush?
Good.
Pink.
Really?
Naturally.
Okay.
Right. Everything I have usually comes in pink.
All right. Weirdly, somebody has texted in exactly the same made-up question that I wrote.
Shut up.
All right.
Okay, do it.
Okay. From Trucker Matt. Trucker, truck is like a lorry, like a van, like a truck. Right?
Yeah, I got that.
Katie, do you like your feet?
Do I like my feet? Kinda. I dance in them a lot. So every time I get a pedicure, it like, it gets ruined.
Okay.
That's so weird because I've got a feet question too.
Have you really?
Mine was, what size are your feet?
I'm an 8.
Thank
but
you.
That, but I would be a 38. Here.
Oh, continental sizes.
Yes, continental.
That's, that's interesting.
Yeah. Why are you writing that down?
Because we're writing all the answers down. We're going to write a book about you and release it for Christmas
so
and make $1 million and buy ducks. Katy Perry, do you like hummus?
I do love hummus.
Yes.
I have it on my rider, actually.
Do you really?
Mm. I do.
With what? With what dip?
Hummus and usually pita chips, but y'all don't have pita chips here.
No. Is that like kind of like chips? Which
pita. It's
fur?
Like, you know, it's like a kebab goes into the pita bread.
Oh, pita.
Pita.
Oh,
pita.
Pita.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Pita bread.
It's pita bread.
It's not pita bread.
Oh, it is.
Pita
it's
bread.
Pita.
How do you even get through the day? My favorite, do you know what? My favorite story, I've told this before on the air, is I was in Miami. And I...
this isn't the one about the hotel and the sheets, is it?
Not that one. Same hotel, though.
Fly me.
I could never go back.
Wow.
They had to do a special laundry.
What is it? What is it?
Yeah, seriously,
No
one ever stayed in that room again.
I'm not... No, they did, but they had to redecorate. Anyway, seriously, it was like an episode of CSI, but like... Right. So the next question is...
What happened? Did you trust a fart or
no,
something?
No, it wasn't like that. It was a bit like...
Yeah, it was.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I can tell.
It doesn't matter. I was ill. So, I love you.
Thank you.
Okay. Everyone buy her record.
Great.
I see, now I can't get back to questions
Look,
now.
We need to do the news.
Exactly.
You don't have one absurd... one more?
Would you do a gig on the moon? What's your favourite type of cheese?
Brie.
What's the fastest land mammal? Can you make cheesecake?
No.
Why is Paris Hilton talented?
I don't know.
Would you like to kiss me?
Who's me? Is
me.
That...
I wrote that one.
Yeah. Next question.
Who is Matt Fincham? Who is Greg James? Who is Chris Moyles? Me?
Yeah.
Have you ever walked down the street naked?
Yes.
Can we have drunken... no, that's it. All the questions.
Time for the news!
Hooray!
Yeah.
I thought they were good.
Mm. I thought they were okay.
Because now I've learnt a little bit more about you. You know?
Everything you ever wanted to know about Katy Perry on the Chris Mills Show.
Moyle Show.
Crap.
Katy Perry's fourth favourite American state is Florida. Her toothbrush is pink. She likes her feet. She likes hummus, and I can have some of her hair. Mm. This is so good. I'm going to release a book.
Worst interview ever.
What do you have to do for the rest of the day?
I got to go play a show.
Well, that's tonight.
I got to stretch, warm up, maybe hit the jewelry section of Top Shop.
Are you going to go back there today?
Of course.
Yeah, nice. I can go shopping with you.
Yeah.
I'm free this afternoon.
Okay.
If you want.
Rachel, how about you?
I'm free.
Okay. Why don't you tweet me later about what time you get off?
You know what?
But I can't stay out too long because the tube strike.
Right, okay.
This is just painful.
And Dave, I'm open for lunch. Just tweet me.
Okay, I will.
We could do lunch and then go jewellery shopping.
Do you know what? If I find out you've had sex with somebody on my show team, just spite me, I'll be disappointed.
Dave? Okay.
Allard, actually, there isn't much of a choice for you, sure.
Mm.
Which is why I always feel overly confident when guests come in.
Well, this is it.
Because they look at you, and then I look better.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you guys just sit there and take that.
They're not sitting, they're stood up. Katie, it's lovely to meet you. I've enjoyed our surreal interview, and I've enjoyed your jacket, and I've enjoyed looking into your eyes and seeing...
You never looked into my eyes.
I did, they're blue. And you don't know what colour my eyes are.
Black, like your soul.
See, that's just... So you're
and your shirt.
You're so dark.
It's true.
Good luck with the song,
thank
which everybody
you,
should
kindly.
Go and buy. And
I really had a nice time. I was very fond of you now. After this.
See, I like very fond. That's good because a lot of people leave.
Never and it's come back.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. But you can come back anytime.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure.
And remember, we're going to twit pick a lock of my hair.
I've got to show. We've got to show you how to do that. It's so easy.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
You're more than welcome.
Gosh, no enthusiasm or excitement. How about hand clap? What's wrong with you people?
Katie, high five.
We need some sun in this
high five, Katie.
City.
No, grow up. Only joking. Katie Perry, ladies and gentlemen, she's in London tonight. She's in Brighton tomorrow. The single is out. Please buy it, for God's sake. Radio 1 Podcast.